You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast, and I'm joined by junior tailback Sean Morris of Birmingham Southern College, this week's SCAC Offensive Football Player of the Week. And Sean, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Sean, Birmingham Southern is coming off a big road SCAC conference win, second in a row on the road. You guys defeated Austin College 34-10. You start the game off with fireworks. Second play from scrimmage, you rip off a 76-yard touchdown run. What does that do not only for the team in terms of confidence getting off to a start, fast start, but for you as a running back? I imagine when you get off to that type of start mentally, you got to be thinking this could be a special day.
Yeah, definitely. To break your first run for about a 75-yard touchdown, that gives tremendous confidence. And I have to say, give credit to everybody besides me. The whole week, the coach Ross Engel had us getting ready, you know, to get off the bus and get ready to play. And we've been doing a situation that that will come out strong and score in the first. The first series, and that's exactly what we did. So I thought we did a good job, and that definitely set the tone for the rest of the game.
Well, obviously, you said set the tone. You had an outstanding day individually, Sean. 202 yards on the ground, three touchdowns. Again, that 76-yard run there, the second play from scrimmage, broke your own Birmingham Southern record of yards in a game. Just talk about your performance individually on Saturday.
Individually, of course, it was a good game, one of the best I ever had. I think that's the most yards I ever had in one game, like my total career. But besides that, I have to give credit to my offensive line and, of course, everyone else on the offense around me, and also the scout teams that help us during the week, help us get ready for the games, and coaches just calling the right plays. I can take a little credit for the things that happened Saturday, but most of the credit goes to my teammates, and that's just how I think about it.
5-0 on the year now are Birmingham Southern, 2-0 in conference play. Where is this team at as you guys reach the midpoint of the season and mentally prepare for that second half of the schedule?
We're definitely on a high right now, just to keep through halfway 5-0. But at the same time, we know we can't become complacent. We have last year we started off 3-0, and we sort of got complacent and lost 2 in a row. And that can very well happen this year because, as you can see, we have two of the best teams coming up on the schedule, and we're practicing hard not to become complacent, and we're just getting ready for these games so we can continue undefeated season and hopefully win the SCAC Conference Championship.
I know you're a part of an offensive attack that's been extremely explosive this year, Sean, but as we look to the defensive side of the ball, your defense, the Panthers have forced 14 turnovers on the season, second most in the conference. What does that do to your offense in terms of, you know, morale and get you guys excited when the defense is able to force turnovers like that, give you short fields to attack on?
It definitely gets us excited whenever we see, you know, Andrew Shannon or Michael Baker catch an interception, and the whole sideline just gets excited. And just to have that, know that even if we go down and, you know, we have a couple of three and outs, we know that our defense has our back. And, you know the saying, offense sells tickets, defense wins games. And it is obviously defense who's winning these games, because we've been having a lot of three and outs, yet and still we have good offensive games. But I have to give a lot of credit to our defense and setting the tone for us each and every game.
You know, Sean, as I mentioned already, 5-0 on the season, but the Panthers have found a number of ways to win, whether it's a last-second touchdown to send the game to overtime and winning the game in overtime. 2 weeks ago up at Suwannee, you were down 21-7. You were able to claw your way back and win that game 28-21. This past weekend, you jumped out early on Austin College. How does that help this team as you guys prepare for the second half, knowing that you've been able to find ways to win a number of different ways?
I definitely think it gives us character. We figure now that, you know, we weather just about any storm. We came down from a 21-7 deficit, 21-3 deficit. You know, it's like it's nothing we can do. We can't do now. We weather some pretty tough storms. And saying that, I believe that, you know, we're just ready. we're just ready to continue the season and have a great season, and we're ready for whatever the next couple of teams throw at us, because we know that we've weathered the storm, and we've been tested already, so there's nothing they can do against us that will get us to now, win or loss. We're just ready to play.
And you mentioned that next step, Sean. Finally, the last question I have for you. You guys enter a bye week this week before a huge SCAC showdown October 15th there at home on your campus against Center. What are you guys doing through this bye week, obviously, besides getting rested and healthy to help you prepare for that big game against Center in 2 weeks?
We're getting rested and healthy, but at the same time, we're having some pretty good practices. Right now, this week, Coach Garfield says it's for us to get better. We're not thinking a lot about Center College right now. You know, they're in the back of our mind. But right now, we're just trying to get ourselves better. And next week, we'll come out strong and start watching more and more film, and we'll be ready for the game.
A Pensacola, Florida native, junior running back, Sean Morris of Birmingham Southern College, again this week's SCAC Football Offensive Player of the Week. Sean, congratulations again on the award, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you.